Weiter in Shastra in Shavuos Avchaf Hei, picking up by the top of the page, by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok da Heilige Mishnah. We're talking about now continuing with Shavuos Bitoy. Says the Mishnah, Echad the Devarim Shel Atzmo, if you make a Shavuos Bitoy, whether it's reference something which is Shayach to yourself, to Atzmo, or Ve'echad Devarim Shel Echerim, or relevant to others, Ve'echad Devarim Sheish Ve'em Mamash, or something which has Mamashah, some substance, Ve'echad Devarim She'ein Ve'em Mamash, and something which doesn't have any substance. And then Rashi says it's broken down into two different categories, something She'ein Ve'em Mamash, either it's something which isn't tangible, something like sleep, or something which is not a Hanah Shtikal, like you throw stone into the sea. And that's what Rashi says, Trei Gavni Mash, She'ein Ve'em Mamash, Hion She'ina, those are considered, like, that's not considered mamashistic. Ketzad, what's an example of Shavuos Bitoy about others? Amar Shavuos Sheitan Le'ish Ploni. Someone says, I swear that I'm going to give something to Ploni, v'shelo etein, or I swear that I'm not going to give to Ploni, shenasati v'shelo nasati, I swear that I didn't give, or I swear that I gave, future and past. She'ishan v'shal ishan, what's an example of something which is not tangible? She'ishan v'shal ishan, if I swear that I will sleep, I swear that I will not sleep. She'ishanti, I swear that I slept, or v'shalo d'ishanti, I swear that I did not sleep. And again, about the past. She'ezuk sror, future and past. She'ezuk sror liyam v'shalo ezrok, these are the examples of non-benefits, like the Rashi had said, the second category of non-tangible. She'ezuk sror liyam v'shalo ezrok, shezarakti v'shalo zarakti. If someone swears, I will throw a stone into this rock, into the sea, into the ocean, or I won't, or I didn't, I did, or I didn't. Now we go back to this machlokas that we've seen already a few times in the Masechta, that between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Omeinu Chayv El Alasid Lovinu Lechayv of the future. Shenemai, the pasuk is Lahara Ulehativ. There's something which will be bad or will be good about the future. Omer Elo Rabbi Akiva says back to him, Im Kain, if that's really true, then Inli Ela Dvarim Sheyeshba Hen Hara of Atava. If you want to be like so literal that it's only about the future and you're explaining it to me like that, so I'll go literal as well and say only something which is bad or something which is good. Dvarim she'in behem harav atav min ahenu, something which isn't bad or something which isn't good. I'm only sit back to me read by your kasef from the extra part of the pasuk. Rashi says lechol asher yivate, for anything that you're going to be mevate. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva says back to him, im ribay kasev lekach, ribay kasev lekach, if the pasuk is coming to include that, it's coming to include this also about things about the past as well. Tanu rabban, zeg, zog de gemara, chomer bet nedarim yishav yishavus, chomer shum is nedarim, this is a throwback to nedarim yud gimel, that is that nedarim are more chomer than shavus, and shavus are more chomer than nedarim. Chomer bet nedarim, we know that shavus, nedarim are more chomer, shenedarim chalem al dvar mitzvah, Kidvar Rishus. Nedarim, they are chal on a mitzvah and a Rishus. Rashi says, Konim Sukkah Shani Ose Lulav Shani Notel Aser. But Nedarim, a first time, I'll be parak Ve'elu that is in the Dharm. So we see that why is the Dharma Chama? Because the Dharma Chal, if a person goes and they say that, I'm making a neder from a Sukkah that I'm making, or from a Lulav, about taking, it's going to be Aser. And that is by Nedarim. Also by like a Dvar Rishus as well. Masha'in came by Shavuos, which is not so with Shavuos. A Shavuot doesn't take effect on something which is not doing a mitzvah. Rashi's Ketanam Basnista, V'yalafla L'kaman, Mikar, can learn that from Sukkim. So that won't take effect. Zokti Gemara weiter. Chomer b'shvuos. Ya shvuos chalos adavar she'ein bo mamish. A shvuah can take effect on something that doesn't have mamashos. Kedavar she'ein bo mamish. You could swear about it just like it's something that does have mamashos. That's actually going to work. Mashen gemen nedarim. Nedarim doesn't work on something which is not mamashistic, which is not tangible. A neder doesn't even work at all. Why is that? Rashi points out because a neder works under something of hektish. And therefore, you can't ask for something which is not tangible, like sleep, because you can't be makdish, something which is not tangible. But you can be makdish, something like your eyes from having sleep, from closing. It says Rashi, neder enochal alashena kigon konim shani yashin de konim loshen hektishu. Va'amai lechol hektish, aval konim enai b'shena. Aval konim enai b'shena chal. It's going to be chal on the eyes. Ketzad, the Mishnah says, how is it true? What's an example of a shvua that has to do with others? I'm a shvua to say something to Ploni, v'shalo ete, unless it's something I swear that I'm going to give something to someone, or I swear that I will not give it to them. My etin. Now, what is the case of a person saying, etin, I'm going to give? What's he committing to give, right, to do? And who's he giving it to? Elim, it's tzedakah. If you say it's tzedakah to a poor person, mushalim in Ma'asinai, that's something you already locked and loaded from Ma'asinai. Right? You got to do such a thing. Therefore, you already swore to Ma'asinai to do such a thing. Shenamah, the pasuk says, nason titin lo. Elavatadalashi. Rather, Mishnah's talking about the case of somebody who goes ahead and he swears to give a present to a rich person. And therefore, he's not chayev to do that. Therefore, it is going to take effect. Shisha v'shol yishan. The new examples of something where something is not tangible. That I will sleep and that I will not sleep. Eini, is this really true? Will that shavua actually take effect? V'omer yochanan omer shavua shalo yishan yom yom. A person says, I swear I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. Malkon osov yishan yom. We give him malkos and he goes to sleep immediately. Says Rashi, mishum shavua shav. Davar she'ef shavu. It's a shavua shav. It's a vain, a swear in vain because he's not able to do such a thing. Umishanishba yotzel the sheker immediately goes to sheker. Alma lav shavua bitoyu. The katani v'yoshan alter. Not called the shavuos, but because you see, it can go to sleep immediately. Says Gemara, no, Hasam over there, Rav Yochanan, the shavuos doesn't work because one saying it says specifically that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, and that's not possible. Therefore, it's a shavuos shav. Hacha delama gibel, but over here in the Mishnah, we're talking about he does work because he didn't say that something specifically is going to last for 3 days. The fact that he didn't do such a thing, therefore, he's saying he's only going to go to sleep. He's going to hold off and go to sleep as long as possible, and that does take effect. Next part of the mission is Ezra Shaliyam Shalah Ezra. What's the case of something which does not benefit, right? Something which is not, mamush is not beneficial. I'm going to throw a stone into the sea, or I'm not going to throw a stone into the sea. Itmar, Shavuosh Azark Poloni Tzoliyam. Somebody swears falsely. He says, I swear that so-and-so threw a rock into the ocean. Shalom Zarka, he swears falsely, saying that he didn't throw into the ocean. Rav Omer Chayev. Rav says, it's going to be Chayev. A Shavuosh Sheker. Right, the Shavuos, yeah. Shmuel Amar Pater, Shmuel says he's Pater. Rav Amichayv is Amichayv Isa Bala Vehein. Because the Shavua is valid when said in a negative, meaning he did not throw it, and in the positive, if he threw it. Shmuel Amar Pater, because Laisi La'aba, because this swear is not valid at La'aba in the future tense. Says Rashi, Yizrok. It's not in his rishus to be in charge of whether he's going to throw or he's not going to throw it. Now says Gemara, Lema, should we say that plucked Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva? Come on, they're arguing in the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is going to try to show that, and we're going to see in a second, and it's going to end up saying, nah, not true, it's not what the Machlokas is about. But here we go. Is that what we want to say over here? The Tanam, the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einu Chayiv El Al Asad Lavu, we're going to be high for the future. Shenem, the Pesach is Lahore Lehetiv. Although Rabbi Akiva says back in Kin, if that's true, then Einli Ella, Dvarm Sheshbam Harav Atava, Dvarm Shema Harav Atava, and I heard that from Amalom, Reboy Akasa, from the extra words in the Pesach, Lechol. Amar lo, he says, "Yevatis fasayim or something like that." So Amar lo, he says back to him, "Mimri beakasav lekach, mimri beakasav lekach." If that's what you're coming to include, you're also going to include the past as well. Rav damar kabi kiva. You say Rav, who says it's going to be chayiv for a false swear that another one threw, didn't throw, going with Rabbi Kiva, who said the one is going to be chayiv for falsely swearing about the past. Shmuel damar kabi Shmuel, he goes to Rabbi Shmuel, who learned that from the pasuk to do bad or do good, that one is going to be chayiv only for about the future. Says now the Gemara says, no, nice try. Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel Kuliyama lo pligi. Even Rav is going to be maskim that one is not chayiv for swearing falsely that another threw or didn't throw some sort of rock. Because hashta milsa de isa bilaba. In regard to making a shavua that can be made to do for the future, like I will throw a rock or I will not throw a rock, lo mechayev Allah, Rabbi Yishmael l'sha'avar. Rabbi Yishmael is not going to be mechayev someone about the past, like if someone swore I threw a rock or I didn't throw a rock. Milsa dalasa bilabami bai. Then would you even have to teach about, right, to say that he's not going to hold some mechayev for swearing about the past when a shavua can't be put into the future, right? Meaning he threw a rock or he didn't throw a rock or he will throw a rock or he will not throw a rock. Ki pligi. So where's the machlokas to leave Rabbi Akiva? In the world of Rabbi Akiva. Rav says that one has to go and bring a carbon in the past that goes going to Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel Amar, ad kan l'mechayev Rabbi Akiva asam l'sha'avar. Ella Milsadisa Laba. Rabbi Akiva is only going to say somebody to be chayev for swearing about the past, only in a case where it could be about the future. Mechayev Rabbi Akiva L'sha'avar. Aval, and then it'll be mechayev at the avar, but the past. Avali the last little above, but something can't be worded to be for the future tense. Then lo, Rabbi Kiva wouldn't say that the person who makes a shvu is going to be chayev. If it was something was done about the past. So therefore, don't say that this machlokas Rav and Shmuel goes within the world of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Leima biplukta. And so the Gemara wants to say that Rav and Shmuel's machlokas, maybe it's in another machlokas. Leima biplukta. Beep, turn the page. Chofim abeis. Do Rabbi Yehuda be mesev Rabbanon kumiv? Maybe they're arguing about these two about their machlokas. Right? She says, Anishba lekayim es a mitzvah polig. Vlah anishba shalol lekayim. To swear to uphold a mitzvah. They argue, and not to, when they swear to not to be Mikayim. The time, learned in the Mishnah, coming up Chav Zayin. Nishma levatel some mitzvah. Let's say someone makes a swear in order to go against the mitzvah. Velo bitel, but he doesn't actually violate it. Pater is going to be pater. Lakayim is a mitzvah. Lakayim is, let's say, because it says, I swear that I'm not going to do, you know, do lulav, and then he actually, he does lulav, pater is going to be pater. Lakayim is a mitzvah, lakayim, he says, I swear that I'm going to a mitzvah, and then he doesn't do it. Pater, he's going to be pater. Shahaya badin sheichayev. Like, even though it makes sense to say he should have been chayev, kid Rabbi Yudim Misera, then Rabbi Yudim Misera says, Uma imer reshus. Somebody swears about a reshus, something which is optional, not a chayev. She'enu mushba alem har sinai. He's not already standing in a swear from har sinai. Hariu chayev alay, he's going to be chayev for it. Mitzvah, and somebody swears about a mitzvah, Shemushba Allah Mearsin, who is Chayev from Mearsin already? You know, didn't she Chayev Lez? And the Pasha, this is, of course, going to be Chayev. Amru lo, lo. So the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Sarah, nope, not a good argument. Because Im Amar B'Shvuas Arishus, if you want to say that there's going to be Chayev for a Shvuas, a Bitoy, reference to Arishus, Shekin Asa Ba Lav Kehain, because the pasuk is equating a lav, a do not do, a losa say, of I will not eat bread, right, to a hain. Either you're going to be chayef, tomer v'shvuas mitzvah, you want to say the same thing in reference to a shvuas mitzvah, shekein lo asav a lav kein, that the pasuk did not equate the negative shvua to a positive one. It's not losa saying for a negative shvua, a do not do versus a do. Says Rashi, the Isa Behain, we have it by Hain, Velesa Balav, but not by the Lav. Now, name a Rav the Amr, Kabbi Yudom Seher. Let's say that Rav, who says that a Shvua is going to be good, even if it can't be put into a Lav and a Hain, that goes to Yudom Seher, who doesn't necessitate that the Shvua be valid in both the Hain and the Lav. Shmuel the Amr, Karabanan. And let's say Shmuel, who says that a Shvua is not going to work unless it's given Lav, that's going to go to Rabbanan, who say that one is not going to be chayiv unless it's valid both in the negative and in the positive. Oh, we found the Machlokas Tanaim. So it's going to be no good. You know why? Because Ali, but there will be the Mesera, Kulam, a little plea, there will be the Mesera. Everyone is going to be maskim, meaning even Shmuel is going to be maskim, that one is going to be chayiv for swearing falsely that somebody else threw or didn't throw a rock. Why? Because Hashta Lav Vehain Lobai. Rav Yehuda ben Sera doesn't need that the Shvuah be valid in both negative and positive. Lehaba Ulisha Avar Bai. So you want to say that he's gonna say, does it make sense to say he's gonna be Mechayev you that he requires it to be valid in both future and past? No way. So keep pligi yelid rabbanan. So where is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Only the word of rabbanan. Shmuel karbanan. Shmuel who is mekel, because the shvua wasn't valid in the future tense. He goes go to rabbanan, and virav right rabbanan who also say that a shvua can be valid in both positive and negative. Virav and rav ki lo mechayev rabbanan where the rabbanan don't hold somebody chayev for the shvus bitoy v'lav v'hein. It's only in the case of lav v'hein. The super says lahara ulahetiv v'hedya. Says it straight up. V'la bolush avar demirabuye kras umachayve. But in the case of a shvur that can't take effect in the future and the past, who it won't work can be learned out from the kra from the pasuk and not from a straight up pasuk. It's learned out from the riboy. The drasha mechayev, the chama argin holds a mechayev for violating such a thing. Masiv, Masiv Rav Hamnuna, Masiv Rav Hamnuna, Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Fact the Gemara. Shmuel saying that a non-liability for the violation of a shvuah that can't be spoken about in the future tense. Fact the Gemara, and then Ahora Dawa. Lo chalti yofi yom, let's say someone said, I didn't eat today. Velo nachni tfilin, but I didn't put on tfilin today. Mashbiacha ani. And his friend said, I make you swear that your first one is true. Verma amen. He says, amen, amen. Chayiv. He's going to be chayiv if he actually said a lie. Bishlam lo chalti, okay, makes sense. One is going to be chayiv to bring a carbon for saying, I didn't eat. Isa b'chola b'lo ochel. Because the shvuah can be worded in the future as I will not eat. But why should the person bring a carbon for his falsely swearing that I did not put on tefillin today? Can the shvuah be said in the future as I will not put on tefillin today? Right? You can't say that because it's going against a mitzvah, yet there's still a chiyuv. Oh, so go against what Shmuel said. Says Gemara, who mosivla? He brought it as a question, who mefarakla? And he answered it. Let's start them katana. The Tana is teaching two separate inyanim here. Lo chalti, lo carbon. Someone who swears falsely, I didn't eat, going to be chayv a carbon. Because the shul will work in the future. Lo anachti, lo malchus. That person is going to be chayv malchus, but he's not going to be bringing a carbon. Because it can't be formulated in the future. Masiv Rava, Frax Rava, Ezu Shir Shvav. Right, we're going to again, the Gemara is again coming against Shmuel. It says, Ezu Hi Shvuas Shav, what's called the Shvuas Shav? Nishba L'Shanas Yadul Adam. He's swearing to contradict something which is known to people. V'amala Amud Shel Evan, saying about a stone, Amud Shehuzav. He goes and he says, yeah, it's made out of gold. V'amala Ulanula said, V'hu Shenika L'Gimel B'nei Adam. This is, as long as three people are able to go, they see it's made out of a stone. Right? That's what Rashi points out, that Sikvar Yadu Shlosha Ba'osa Amud Shushal Evan Hu the Havi Shvoshav. The media the Yadu Baitlasa Ben Adam Havi before some was called before some. Taima Danika. The reason that it's going to be called Shvoshav is because it was really nikar to three people. They know what it is. Halonik, it wouldn't be nikar over mishum shuas bitoy. Be violating shuas bitoy. Right? There's no separate iser for doing such a thing. So when the Gemara says shuas bitoy, it's talking about the chiyuv to bring a carbon that's brought by shuas bitoy. V'amai. But according to Shmuel, then why is the one making the shuah chayev for this the shuah shav of Shvuas Bito in this last case, Ha'enu Be'ehe Shel Zav. This Shvuah can't be formulated in the future as let this be of gold. But the Mishnah implies that it would be a Shvuas, a false Shvuas Bitoi, which basically knocks off Shmuel. And he answered it, Nikar, if this pillar was known by three people, over Mishnah Shvuas Shav. Give me over Shvuas Shav. Lo nikar over mishum shvuas sheker. If not, then it's be over an iser of shvuas sheker. Amar Abaye says, "Umod the Rav, Rav admits, ba'omer lechaveru shvuas she'eni yodea lecha edus." If in reference to somebody who says to his friend, "I make a shvua that I know some sort of edus for you," v'shtakach v'lo yodalei, and later it turns out that he actually did not know it. The potter is going to be off the hook for being a carbon. Because this can't be put into the category of, I swear that I do not know the testimony for you. Yadati, somebody says, I knew it, v'lo yadati, or I didn't know it, machlokas, that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, about whether or not he's going to be a carbon. He adati, someone says, I testified for you, v'lo yadati, or I did not testify. Machlokas. Excuse me, Chlokas Rav and Shmuel, where do you have to go and bring your carbon? Bish, Talmud Shmuel. It's good and day and according to Shmuel, Dabar Milsa de Lesa Bila Abba, who says in reference to a Shvuah that can't be formulated in the future, Lo mechayev alei l'shavar. The one's not going to be chayev for when it said in the past. That's why the Torah removed this shvua of edus. Of the person says, I don't know any testimony for you. The Torah is saying that someone who falsely swore has to bring a carbon over yard. Mechal shvuas bitoy. Right, so l'afka chmona shvuas edus. Oh, middle sentence. Lahachi afka chmona shvuas edus mechal shvuas bitoy. El Rav, but according to Rav, it said that someone has to bring a carbon for swearing falsely about the past, even if it could not have been said in the future. For what reason? What's the law that the Torah decides to remove the Shavuos Eidos from that of Shavuos Bitoy? Says Gemara. Amur Rabbanan Kameda Abai. The Rabbanan said the following Pshan for Abai. L'Ichayuve Alei Tarti. Torah is bringing this shvu of testimony separately to obligate one to bring two karbanos for swearing to it. Rashi says, "Imroy lehayedhu v'kafar bo v'beis din chayiv shtayim mishum shvuos eidus and mishum shvuos bitoy." You chayiv both of these. Amar lehu, bayis is back. Tarti lo matzisa amritu. You can't say that one's going to be chayiv to bring two karbanos for this. A tiny willing to bayis it right for a. False oath of testimony. The Tanya la'achas me'ila. Right, the pasuk says at the end that regarding one of these things, la'achas the mechayev, you can mechayev him for one, v'yit mechayevo shtayim, but you can't be mechayev him for two things. So the Gemara now brings up Abaye's pshat of why, according to Rav, the Torah is going to make separate mention of this shvus edus. Abaye, according to Abaye, who knocked out the chachamim, l'may hilchasab ki rachmana. For what reason? What new halacha? Did the Torah remove the Shavuos Eidos from the category Shavuos Bitoy? Look at the Tanya, like we learned in the Baisa. B'kulin emar v'nelam, in reference to all of Eros, that somebody's dubbing a carbon all over Yared, it says it's Nelam, it's hidden from him. I didn't know about his Aver. B'kan lo emar v'nelam, here it doesn't say it. L'chayev ala mezid kishogeg. Right, to be m'chayev one to bring a carbon all over Yared for a mezid, just like you have to bring it for a shogeg as well. So the Torah is bringing this separately because it's the only case where somebody has to bring a carbon over yard for doing something b'mezid. Crazy. I'm really about to buy. Aim of b'mezid mechayev chada. Say, right, they're challenging this idea and saying, say that if one deliberately swore a false oath of testimony, he's going to be chayev to bring one carbon. B'shogeg mechayev taita. But if he did it b'shogeg, he's going to be chayev to bring two. So the Torah is specifically mentioning this idea to teach that for a shogeg, one's going to be chayev double, like we just said. Question mark, what you're going to do now? Amar lahu. So Abaye says back, lav haidu da'ami, isn't this what I said to you? That the way you explained is not valid. Like I told you, la'achas, achas to mechayevo, fiyat mechayevo shtayim. Vim amazed, and if you want to say the case of the person who's making the shvod, he went against his b'mezid, mi getarti. Are there two types of things that can be brought? No. So why is the pasuk necessary to teach that one can't be obligated to bring more than one olaviyurid? So we knocked out the chachamim. Rava Amar. We're giving another pshat now to explain why one can't be chayev to bring more than one carbon for lying about a shvus edus. Rav Amar Mishum Dahava Davar Shebechlal V'yatzalidu Medavar Chadosh In Lechabo Ela Chidusho Bilvad. Rav says that he's bringing one carbon because a shvus edus is something that was included in the general category of shvus bitoy, but then it came out V'yatzalidu Medavar Chadosh to be treated like a new type of case. And therefore, in the Chabo El Chidush Bovad, you only have a Chidush when looking into it. So we don't require a Pasuk to teach that one is Chayef to bring only one carbon for a false oath of testimony. Mechal d'Abayis Havi Yisrael L'Shvuos Ba'olam. That implies that Abay holds that a Shavuos Bitoy is present where one swears a Shavuot denying knowing, you know, Shavuos Eidos. Like he brings the pasuk that he's the one who's going to bring only one carbon for a false oath of testimony. The Ha'amar Abaye, what Abaye said earlier, Moda Rav, Abba the Chaver, Shavu Shen Yodea Lechaidus, Rav is masking by a case of somebody says, I swear, the Shavu, that I know testimony for you, Vishtakech Dul Yoda, and turns out to be fine later. He doesn't know. The Pater is going to be Pater. Hovala Sabin Yodea Lechaidus, because this Shavuah can't be put into the negative as I swear that I do not know testimony for you. If a Shavuah, a Shavuah's Bitoy, is there when one swears to deny knowledge of Eidos, why is the Shavuah of I know testimony for you not valid in negative form? Hadar be Abaye me'ahi. So Abaye, he retracted that earlier din, and he holds that one has to bring a carbon if he falsely swears. It says, I know testimony for you. The Abaye Seima, another answer is, beep, turn the page. So, Rav Papa actually said one of those statements that they said in the name of Abaye. Holy moly, good God, Miss Mali. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.